USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is planning to announce sanctions on Russia as soon as today. Sources say it will target several individuals and entities. The package of sanctions targeting several Russian officials will be coupled with orders to expel some of them from the United States. The sanctions would be part of a set of responses by the U.S. government to a cybersecurity breach, which was identified in December and that the U.S. government said was likely orchestrated by Russia. Violent protests continue in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota for a third night as demonstrators clash with police following the apparent accidental death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. Ex-Brooklyn Center officer Kim Potter is charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death. She has since posted $100,000 bond. A group of House Republicans Tuesday will introduce a constitutional amendment aimed at setting the number of Supreme Court justices at 9 in reaction to calls from Democrats to pack the court in an executive order by President Biden to study the topic. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Chase. 3 in 4 people have concerns about creating a budget that's flexible and realistic, according to a study conducted by Chase. And 89% of respondents expressed concerns about preparing for unexpected costs. It's Financial Literacy Month, an opportunity for people to take a closer look at their money and make the necessary adjustments to improve their financial health, like budgeting, saving, and tracking credit scores. To get started, Chase has launched a new website with information and tools designed to help. Melissa Hotzoglou, a leader for financial health at Chase.
Financial health is a journey, and we are dedicated to helping our customers think and plan for their financial future. This new website features tips and tools for how to budget, grow savings, build credit, or connect with bankers who can offer guidance for whatever stage they are in.
For resources, tools, and information, visit chase.com/personal/financial-goals.
President Biden's announcement of pulling all U.S. and NATO troops out of Afghanistan has been met with criticism. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Biden announced Wednesday that all American troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September 11th. About 2,500 troops are still currently in the country. But the decision has been met with criticism. Admiral James Stavridis led NATO operations in Afghanistan for 4 years, and he tells MSNBC that he would have advised the president against pulling out and hopes the U.S. will continue to fund the Afghan military in their fight against the Taliban.
I don't know if the outcome is going to be better or worse. But I do know, as a military officer, it's never a good idea to tell your opponents, we will be off the field by this date certain.
The United States entered Afghanistan October 7th, 2001. Congratulations to Chicago White Sox pitcher Carlos Rodon for throwing a no-hitter Wednesday night, beating the Cleveland Indians 8-0. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As the border crisis continues to spiral out of control, several U.S. governors are telling the Biden administration, not in my backyard, to illegal immigrants. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Department of Health and Human Services is reportedly spending about $60 million a week to care for unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border. Federal officials continue to look for more space to house these children, looking to quickly build emergency facilities. Several Republican governors have sent the message that they won't be accepting any illegal immigrants in their states. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is one of those governors. She tells Fox News that she will turn down any request from federal officials to send illegal aliens to South Dakota.
There is always a request made, to the states where the federal government will put the request in and ask. And what I have determined by watching the actions of this president is that he is making America unsafe. These are people that are crossing our border illegally. We do not know who they are. Multiple news sources have told us that we have people on the terrorist watch list that are getting into this country this way, and they're not going to find a place here in South Dakota.
On average, the United States accepts 1.18 million legal immigrants per year. The U.S. Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee will hold an April 22nd hearing on President Biden's 3 nominees to serve on the U.S. Postal Board of Governors. Wednesday's announcement comes after the United States Postal Service in March outlined a proposed 10-year strategic plan that would slow current first-class delivery standards and raise some prices to counter the $160 billion deficit over time. USA Radio News.